off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Not my color or my style. I've always preferred flying a G4.
Will she fly?
She'll fly. Let's load her up and bring our friends home, shall we?
She flies, flies. She flies.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along, Captain Dennis. Okay, so it's kind of like... refreshing our memories a little bit here from AirVenture. It's been a whirlwind over the last three shows, and it always is. We go in and cover this event as best we know how, hobnob with a bunch of folks, meet some new ones like Aubrey, which was quite a treat for us as well. But it is a massive undertaking. Especially for a boozy traveler like myself to go camp with Captain Dennis for three or four nights. But we've kind of got it down to, a serious form of glamping. I got to say, the folks there at AirVenture make it about as tolerable as it could possibly be for someone like me. Because I'm not a huge camping kind of guy, to be honest, if you haven't figured that out from listening to the show. But, I'm willing to make some sacrifices every now and then. And going out to AirVenture and hanging with all the aviation folks, it is a lot of fun. And when you go out there and camp, that's part of the experience. And it is worth it. I don't know if I could do more than three nights, though, Dennis. I don't know.
I think the third night was probably what put the nail in our coffin.
Yes, the temperatures dropped. Well, that night that you met Aubrey, I had left the party to go get a sweatshirt on or something or jacket because it dropped 20 degrees and some really caught us off guard. And I'm like, whoa, I'm from Florida. My blood is thin. I can't take this. And I left the party. And that's when you, started chatting up with Aubrey there. But anywho, it was still great. It was still a good experience. And I would highly recommend it. We just go for the beginning of the week. I mean, it goes from Monday to Sunday. And the last few years, we've been getting out there the Sunday before and going through the first half of the week. And that really is the time where the real aviation, community or the professionals are out there. And then the more general crowds come in through the weekend, Wednesday night, they got a nighttime air show, just in the same kind of, format for Sun and Fun in Lakeland. So we come out there at the beginning of the week, cover it. That's when they have most of the press releases and things for media and stuff. We go out there, do our little schmooze fest kind of thing there and cover it accordingly and get the hell out of Dodge. And it's all good. So highly recommend it to do it. But as we said before, we headed out to AirVenture this year. The bar was pretty low as far as our expectations to get out there because it's been a challenge. Being Dennis and I are Florida boys, and we have to fly from Florida to Oshkosh. And the last three, 4 years, it has not went smooth sailing flying out there commercial. And we've griped about it quite a bit. And I think it's finally time to kind of recap how this year's adventure went. You think, Dennis?
Absolutely. And, we had looked at going and flying the Mooney up there. I mean, yep. We talked about it.
We did.
And in retrospect, I am very glad we did not, because as you recall, when we got in there on Saturday, it was very thick with smoke,
right,
and it only got worse. So on Sunday, they had things like the arrivals weren't even able to get into Oshkosh until middle of the afternoon on Sunday. The airports were shut down. So I was just really glad that we had decided to go to commercial at that point.
Yeah, right.
It just took a lot of the stress out of, getting to AirVenture.
Yeah, I haven't heard what the official numbers are yet, but we're going to get those pretty soon because of the forest fires in Canada, it really brought down the viz for pilots that wanted to fly in, camp under the wing, but flying in VFR wasn't really not an option until really Monday, I think. Sunday and Saturday, if you're flying in, I mean, it was shut down. You had to have an IFR flight plan and have a reservation and all this stuff. And there's no question that put a little damper on the numbers at the beginning of the week. But then the weather, it kind of blew the smoke out. We had a little bit of smoke and visibility down on our first day there, or Sunday. But after that, it cleared up and the week was perfect. So it'll be interesting to see what the final numbers are for AirVenture. But I think I wouldn't be surprised if they were pretty strong. Because even though, yeah, there wasn't as many VFR flights coming in at the beginning of the week when we were there, the crowd was there. I mean, there's a lot of people, and we were on, you know, we're basically there on the slow days, if you want to say there's such a thing at AirVenture for that. But we will go recap those numbers when we get them and discuss them accordingly here on a future episode of Just Plain Radio. But we do need to talk about how we got there and did it exceed our expectations, because the last few years flying out there commercial, we've kind of regretted it.
We've had computer system meltdowns. You've had bad weather that's caused flight delays. It's been, you know,
rerouting here, there, everywhere. Yeah. I mean, it's just been one of the worst treks that Dennis and I have had to take. Probably the worst flight plans I've had over the last few years have been trying to get back and forth from AirVenture. However, this year I was with Delta, which, to be honest, the last few were as well. I mean, we did get there and back. It was just always, you know, it felt like, man, this is not going well. We got to come up with another plan. But we've rolled the dice one more time. And this year, I don't know, maybe they were listening, because, wow, it went pretty daggone good. And we got an interesting little story to share on our adventure. So first off, let me set up the scenario with Delta. I mean, both Dennis and I have status because that's the primary carrier we fly with. We got the cards and all that stuff. Get the Sky Club thing. We've talked about doing the pub crawl in Atlanta at the Sky Clubs. And, you know, it's just a thing, you know. But and I like Delta overall. And we haven't had too much problems, with the exception of this particular route every year up until this time. So Dennis flies from Fort Myers, I fly from Orlando, we meet in Atlanta, and then we're flying to Milwaukee, taking a rental car to AirVenture, which is about an hour and a half from the airport there. That's the itinerary that Dennis and I plan. Well, this was probably the third or fourth year in a row, similar type thing. So we were expecting the worst, and sure enough, we take off, both of us, around the same time from our prospective airports, planning to meet in Atlanta, and we take off on time, both of us, pretty much. And then I get a text from Dennis in the air, and it says, hey, I'm heading to where? Pensacola? What?
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee. And I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes. And he gets diverted because of weather. Now, I'm still on time. He was going to get to Atlanta, I don't know, maybe about 30 minutes before I did, and it would save my seat at the Sky Club. We're going to hang there for a couple hours, 3 hours, whatever, and then take our flight to Milwaukee. So that's the first warning. And I'm thinking, oh boy, well, okay. He had a little more time. We got time to figure this out. We'll hopefully be fine. What I didn't mention is when I boarded in Orlando, I got notice when I checked in that I had been bumped up to first class. I'm like, okay, there we go. Now it's a short flight from Orlando to Atlanta. I'll take it, trust me. But I didn't think much about it. It's just one of the perks. If they have seats, I get it, you know, that kind of thing. And I was like, all right, I'll take it. That's fine. But then I got that text. I'm like, oh, here the dominoes are about to fall. But sure enough, I land in Atlanta, and then I get a text from Dennis like, okay, we're coming in, we're landing now. So he got diverted back to Atlanta. They got their fuel. It got him delayed a little bit, but he didn't get there more than, I don't know, 20 minutes after I did. And
I managed to get to the Sky Club with only 10 minutes before they were closing.
Well, that's true. That sucked for him, but I had already been there for a few minutes, so I didn't care. So I just like, hey, we're going to make our flight to Milwaukee. Looks like we are. And we'll pick it up on the other side next. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.